just in general, we all know a single mom. Mm-hmm.
We do.
And it is very simple to make that mom or dad's day easier. Mm-hmm. Like, offer a ride to sports practice, you know, whatever you can do, mow a lawn, mm-hmm. whatever you can do, just like lend 15 minutes of a hand can be hugely impactful mm-hmm. for that family. So just keep it in mind when you can.
Welcome to the Blue Blocks Podcast, a podcast for locals by locals, where we geek out about everything, especially uptown Sacramento. I'm your host, Sheila.
And I'm your host, Sierra. You can find us at Sector7Salon.com, at Sector7Salon, at Del Paso Boulevard, at Blue Blocks Podcast, and you can reach us at blueblockspod@gmail.com. Today, we have Tara Taylor, who is the founder and executive director of Single Mom Strong, whose mission is to empower single mothers and their children through enrichment, encouragement, and educational programs. I love alliteration. Good morning, Tara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. Once we found out about you, we were like, oop, get her on.
I know. Right? We really did.
Because this is...
We're like, this is totally up our alley.
Yes, completely up our alley. And also, like, what an incredible resource. Definitely something that we need to spread.
Thank you.
So, first, we like to get started with a few little fun and silly get-to-know-you questions, which you have had a little time to prep. Mm-hmm. Do you feel ready?
I feel ready. I think I got it.
I'll pass it off to Sheila.
Hi. Sorry. I literally not having it. I thought for a second not having an outline in front of my face. I was like, yeah, I do this all the time. I literally have no idea where I'm at right now.
Yes, our internet for the big computer is... Actually, you didn't remember your password, so this is a Sheila problem.
This is a Sheila problem. Absolutely. So our first fun get to know ya is what's the farthest you've traveled?
So this is the one I did my homework on because I don't typically look at maps, so I wasn't sure which place was the furthest, but... The furthest is Greece.
Ooh.
But my favorite trip was France and Italy. And I went with my daughter for her high school graduation because I considered it my graduation as a single mom. So my favorite trip by far.
That's so cool. Sweet. Thanks. How long were you guys gone?
2.5 weeks.
Nice.
A few years ago. I saved for years for that trip, but it was well worth it.
Oh, absolutely. So for Greece, what was that trip for?
That was for a honeymoon, but we'll get into that another time.
Yes, we love the high school graduation trip.
The first one was much nicer.
Which, honestly, I love the, like, considering it your graduation thing whenever. So my, like, children in my family, I always, like, bring the mom something because I'm like, you did that. Like, that was you.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my gosh, totally. So you have one. How many kids do you have?
One.
One.
She is an adult now.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So how many adults you have? Just one?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like parenting gets harder as they get older. So.
Oh, sure. They come
still
to you
parenting.
With, like,
I can't
complex
even tell
problems.
You how often I need my mom. I'm 43.
Right. Right.
And the things that I need her for, are probably like more complicated than.
Yeah. The problems get bigger.
Yeah. The problems get bigger.
Yeah.
Heavier.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, once they can take care of themselves, it'll be easy. And it's like, no.
No.
No. Seriously. But so worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Right. So our next question is, what is your favorite breakfast cereal?
Not really a cereal person, but I would say
on a streak.
I'd say O's if I had to pick one. You know, those honey graham.
Oh, my God. Literally. Oh, my God.
Sheila
no,
is the happiest 100% she's ever been right
because
now.
Because for one, a lot of people don't know that cereal. And that's like one of my favorite cereals.
Oh, good.
Because it really like keeps its crunch. Like for actually, it's like almost hurts. Right, like if you eat them too fast,
yeah, which makes you wonder, like the shelf life.
Yeah, they need a second to simmer. Uh-huh. They need to marinate. Uh-huh. I love O's.
Great minds already.
I know, seriously,
very true.
Okay, so what is your favorite superhero or supervillain?
I would say Wonder Woman, but the original Wonder Woman with her like big bracelets, and she was badass.
Love it. Lasso and everything.
Yeah.
Hell
for sure.
No, I love Wonder Woman. Honestly, still, I vibe with her. Because I think, I mean, I'm not going to get into it, you know, about how about like DC sucks and stuff like that. I'm not going to get into that.
You're not
going to
get into it?
No,
sure?
I'm not going to get into that whole thing, honestly. But the Wonder Woman movies are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just still such a quality story.
Yeah.
Even though like some of it bugs me. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, she's not going to be pining over some man
over Chris
for
Pine.
Like 75 years. Like, It's Wonder Woman. Okay. Right. She's got so many other things going on in her life than a man. Okay.
I haven't seen the newer one. I saw the first one, though.
The first one was good. No, the first one was real good.
Have you seen the new ones?
Not the most recent one. The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, we'll keep it there. What is your hometown?
Born in San Francisco. I lived in all the little beach towns around Pacifica, Half Moon Bay. Cool. But I still consider San Francisco home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there like a small beach town that you consider underrated, like a hidden gem?
Well, I think what were hidden gems? Pacifica, Half Moon Bay, like everybody's into that now.
Right. Totally.
So not so much anymore. I spent 5 years in Newport Beach. Mm-hmm. When I started a couple of different companies in my early career, and one of them took off. And so I lived on the beach in Newport Beach. And I would say like the Balboa Island part of Newport Beach, not the fancy, pretentious stuff.
Right.
But if you just go like bar hopping down the sand, that's super fun.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That does sound awesome. Do you collect anything?
No. I would say shoes, if anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like some cool shoes.
Like all kinds of shoes?
Yeah, what kind of shoes?
Like my favorite are red and they tie up the leg kind of thing. Just, you know, different.
Some fancies.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah.
Shoes make the outfit.
Oh, for sure.
All right, but I wish that wasn't true. You know what I'm saying?
Do you start with the shoes with your outfits, or do you complete?
I think
with
it depends. Okay. I think it depends. But there's always like a pop of color, something fun happening with shoes.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure.
I like that tennies are kind of, you know, you can just really vibe out and get lots of different tennies. Because I just cannot. Like growing up as a girl, I was just like, I can't do the girly shoes. You know, like heels and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
ridiculous.
But I got Air Force Ones and Chucks and that do the same, right?
Right. Like
your red Chucks with your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I freaking love Converse. I haven't had a pair of Converse in so long.
I know. That's been a minute. Some Chucks?
Yeah. I'm more of a Vans person.
Yeah.
Oh. I need the foot support because I'm old now. And our last one, when the zombie apocalypse happens, what would be your weapon of choice? No guns.
So this is a hard one too, because I feel like my always weapon of choice is my heart and conversation, but I don't think a zombie gets conversation. So
Well,
I probably die really quick.
With the zombie, sure. But we have lamented a lot on the show about how like The Walking Dead and the apocalypse stuff is mostly like the monsters are the people, not necessarily the zombies. So that could get you far.
Well, I mean, it's worth a try. Yeah. Hopefully we don't have to find out.
Yeah. Knock on wood for that one.
At this point, I hope it's zombies. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many worse things I feel like that could happen. Mm-hmm. Like, the zombie sounds like, And I've seen enough zombie shows to be like, I think I could figure it out.
Right. We all watch one season and we're like, I would survive.
Right? I literally. Or. No, yeah, exactly.
I see one Last of Us looking zombie and I'm like, so you guys want to, like, swim into the ocean?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch that show?
Yes. Yeah.
They have done mess me up.
So you should play the games.
No,
I
can't.
They're so good.
Is it scarier? Because that's the thing. With their zombies in that show, I'm like, no. Like, no.
Yeah, I'm getting the chills just like thinking
about it. It's such a good show, though.
Such a good show.
I think I like it, too, because they don't really show the zombies that much, which is good because like it's like terrifying. You know, because that show is definitely, I feel like, about obviously the people, their relationships and stuff. And that's why it's so good.
Yeah. In the game, you encounter them a lot more often, but the main plot points are like the people for sure.
Oh, right. Yeah. I can't wait for the next season.
It's going to be amazing. We should do an episode just about that.
Okay. Okay. So, excuse me. I'm so sorry. So let's just get into the business questions. Let's just get into the meat and potatoes, as I like to say. So what led you to begin Single Mom Strong?
Well, I was married and divorced very young and then found myself with a young child and no real example of how to do that well. I knew what not to do by my own mother's parenting. So I just decided to go into business for myself. It gave me the flexibility to be present for my daughter, and also my income was directly correlated to my effort. And so I always ran or owned my own companies from 24 until now.
Wow.
And by the third iteration, my brother and I happened to create something that really worked, and we ended up owning one of the largest home security dealerships in the nation. So I grew a very large company, and I was doing pretty well for myself. And my daughter was leaving for college. I was 37, almost 38 years old, and thought, this, you know, money is great, and I've done some cool things, but I still have so much life left, and perhaps I could use my business experience and my life experience to make a difference.
I love it.
So Single Mom Strong was really born of our experience. And also, I felt like, you know, if I still have so many challenges, single parenting, and I have financial resources,
right,
what about the people who don't?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really difficult. And so perhaps there were some things that I could do to change that for young moms.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm looking at your website right now and just like all the cute kids.
There are a lot of cute kids.
So, so we love to hear people's Boulevard story. So what's your Boulevard story? Like, what brought Single Mom Strong program to this area?
Well, in from a general sense, we are trying to get quality, affordable preschool and childcare within like a 10 to 15 minute drive of every single mom in the region.
Wow.
That's a huge deterrent to a single parent family's success, right?
Yeah.
And in addition to that, we're also trying to strategically partner in ways that keep the costs down to open those spaces so that we can do that in the price point that we provide the services. So our childcare services are 30 to 40% lower cost.
Wow.
And it just takes the upfront cost to be covered for us to create a new childcare space. And so this was a really creative partnership with the city of Sacramento. They had an underutilized community center building. It had been used like 11 times in 2018.
Oh, wow.
And they were thinking, it's, you know, it's just sitting here empty. This is a better way to use this space.
Yeah.
And so we took on the Woodlake Community Center. It's right behind the light rail station at about Del Paso and Arden.
Oh, right.
Nice. Area.
Yeah.
And I just thought there was so much opportunity to provide a really important service to a lot of families who need it.
Right.
I don't know what you know about childcare, so shut me up.
Nothing.
But yeah, okay.
I know nothing.
Neither of us have children.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the free programs cap at $24,500 annual income. So the only way you get free childcare up until your child goes to school is if you literally live in poverty.
Wow.
And it really creates a cycle of poverty, people trying to you know, stay within those brackets. And so we've created a program that meets that next group's needs.
Right.
You know, the people are really trying to get out there and do well for their families and just have some barriers in their way. And so that's what this is about.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So what how old are the kids? Like, what's the age range?
Well, Empower Me in general serves children 6 months to 13 years. The location at Arden and Del Paso serves what we call preschool, which is 2 years to entry to first grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what's great about that is our programs are play-based. So our kids have lots of freedom to play. I mean, they're at a park.
Right.
But they follow some structure and they get real preschool academic learning. With full day childcare. It's open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And so you don't have to try to work within the constraints of like the 3 hour morning preschool program. How do you go to work?
Honestly,
all of those systems are really broken.
Yeah.
So it's just a better solution.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so for those of us who are childless, I just looked up the annual cost of childcare in Sacramento, California. There are some people paying like $1,200 or more a month.
It's actually much more now.
Really?
Yeah, so that would be childcare. So childcare is typically referred to for after-school programs or non-school day programs. Preschool, which is the 2 to 5 age range. This is how screwed up our system is. It's the only age group that you have to pay for your child to have education.
Oh, right.
Right?
That is
But we know years 3 through 5 are crucial to brain development.
Yeah.
We also know that these children are going to be sent off to kindergarten where there's one teacher to 30 kids.
Ugh.
If we don't give them the tools to work within a group environment, to deal with their emotions, all of those things, the social emotional aspect of just being a decent human being, how do they go into an academic environment and excel?
Right.
And so the fact that we charge families for preschool, and especially those dollar amounts, it's actually more like $2,000 right now.
Wow.
Because post-pandemic, 156, I think, centers closed just in the 2 years of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we were already impacted for childcare space. So with all those center closures, now it's a supply and demand issue. Right. There's no space for children. And so the big names of the world in preschool can just keep pushing the prices higher and higher.
Right. Right. That was going to be my next question. Do you think it's a like greed thing, or do you think that it's the cost of food and things that you need going up, cost of labor, or a combination of everything?
Well, we've successfully done it for 5 years for 30% less. So I know for sure it can be done. Mm-hmm. And what that tells me is that people are profiting off kids.
Right.
And that's just wrong.
Right.
And I mean the poverty of families, really.
Yeah.
Like doing that math, you say that they only get assistance when it comes to like up to $24,000. So you make $25,000 and then you still have to drop those big dollars to get your, that's insane.
So there's this middle group. So that's free childcare, mm-hmm. free preschool.
Gotcha.
Then there's a subsidy program mm-hmm. That goes up to $74,000 mm-hmm. and they'll pay a percentage of your childcare costs.
Right.
So just dependent upon how much your income is, they'll pay a percentage of your childcare costs. That program has a 3-year waiting list right now.
Wow.
And what's interesting is when you get beyond $74,000, you lose that support. So right. if we do the math and we're paying $2,000 in rent and $2,000 in childcare, mm-hmm. $4,000 a month, that requires you to make at least $50,000 a year just to pay for those two
right.
things.
That's right. That's not everything else.
Right. So if I get to $74,000 and I lose that, mm-hmm. how Jeez. Do I survive?
Right.
The whole system
is so. How do people live?
Yeah. Literally.
I'm all stressed out over here. Yeah. I'm like, no one has any money. We're all going to die. Right. I was going to
die. Oh my God. Yeah. It's a little bleak.
But thank God there's, I'm so sorry. But that's what's so amazing about what you're doing is because, you know.
Yeah, we do accept that subsidy program. And then as people, you know, as their income grows, their career grows, and they start to exceed that dollar amount, you know, when they pay direct, we're 30% lower cost. And then for single parents, we allow them to volunteer in our space for 1 hour a week to offset more of the cost.
Wow.
That's cool. Really cool. And I'm sure most parents are down to volunteer because, well, one, it's such a good cause. And two, because, yeah, they want to spend time with their kids doing fun stuff.
Yes. And I think that's the thing for a single parent. When you create opportunities to, like, build community, right? Mm-hmm. So now they're engaging in their child's education. They're getting to know the other parents. Those are the things that when I said I had challenges as a single parent, that was my challenge. It was right. the loneliness. Like yeah. I'm wearing all these hats and I can't be everyone all the time.
Yeah, right.
But when I build a community around me, then I have others to lean on that have similar circumstances.
Totally.
Yeah. And so any pathway we can create for them into that community is what Single Mom Strong's about.
Yes.
That's so cool. I do think that knowing the amount of people in my life who are either just parents or single parents, one of their biggest struggles is making friends. So the fact that you can knock that out too.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
So that's what Single Mom Strong is at its core, is a community of single parents. And mm-hmm. we create 3 to 4 opportunities every month for them to connect. We have a Mom's Night Out event where we provide free childcare
oh, cool.
and then take cute. Them out to dinner, escape rooms, so concerts, cool stuff.
That's so cute.
Mother and child events. We go to the zoo, a park, a mm-hmm. museum. But then it's moms and kids, you know, connecting and sharing that experience.
We should get into that, like offer a day of like blowouts and champagne or whatever Ooh, as like a night out. That would be so fun.
I love that.
Ooh, that's such a good idea, Sierra.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I love that.
So I want to go back to a little bit earlier. You were talking about like social and emotional tools. Can mm-hmm. you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that is the thing that I think makes Empower Me great. I might be a little bit partial, but you can read the values on my shirt.
Yes.
We really work to support children in single parent households. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately or fortunately, they've had some experiences, right? And so many of our kids either have some abandonment stuff. They might be switching homes every weekend. They've been through some stuff. Mm-hmm. And so because that is who we are predominantly serving, trauma-informed care training. All of our teachers have trauma-informed care training.
Wow.
We have multiple teachers and extra hands on deck in every classroom. So what makes us different is the low student teacher ratio. Oh. And then we support them with those volunteers yeah. and interns. And the more hands you have, the more love and the more different types of faces you see. Yeah. All of those things contribute to improve self-esteem and just the ability to be a good citizen as they walk out of our doors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's so important.
Yeah.
What are the biggest effects that you see from, like, you know, children of divorce going through this kind of stuff?
So many. I have so many stories now, 5 years later. You know, I wasn't an educator when I started this, and I did a lot of research and homework around early childhood education. And then the best education I actually got was just being in the building with the
right.
kids.
Right.
And I've seen, you know, an 8-year-old punch another child in the face because he found out via YouTube that his father went to jail the night before. I've seen kids at 2 and 3 years old so unable to express their emotions in an appropriate way that they've destroyed classrooms. Mm-hmm. And those are some really unfortunate examples, but I've also seen those kids turn it around mm-hmm. in our space and learn how to name those emotions and mm-hmm. easy things like breathing techniques and taking space and asking for space when they need it. Really basic things, basic tools that we give our children, and they leave our care and go off to school a different child than they came into the space. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a flex. That is really cool.
And it is so cool, too, how you're saying that, like, at the core of it is building the community.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, that's always, like, the problem where it's, like, you know, single moms or single parents or whatever, you know, just, like, not having the support of like mm-hmm. maybe their family or another partner
yeah.
or whatever. And then you just feel like, you know, alone, isolated.
Yeah.
And then that transfers over to your children.
Yeah.
Totally.
But the flip side of that, right? And why we call it single mom strong is I see in these women grit and determination and watch them persevere through some crazy things and have modeled incredible work ethic for their kids, right? So there's some really cool aspects of this.
Right.
And if we can just remove the barriers to their success, right. like what can they do, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're working on is like, what are the recurring real issues like preschool childcare or like the fact that women get trapped in low wage roles? Let's remove those barriers and then let's see what they can do, because right. I am sure the ripple effect of yeah. single parenting can be very positive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, our next one is tell us everything about the Empower Me preschool location at Woodlake Park. Do we want to give address, like the whole, verbal tour?
Yeah, for sure. So that location is unique because, like I said, we took over a community center building. It wasn't designed in the way we designed our original center. So there's pluses and minuses to that. Mm-hmm. We call our centers empowerment centers and our program Empower Me. So it's really like happy, positive vibe, right? But Woodlake is an older building, and that's what I love about it is it has that like quiet, closed in, homey feel. It's just one big open space
yeah.
with a fireplace. And mm-hmm. so you
Cute.
Really feel at home there.
Yeah.
And what it is as an Empower Me location is that really nurturing, lots of hands, lots of love within the building feel. So and then the best piece about it, I think, is that it's literally on a park. So
right.
our kids take field trips to the park most days, right? And have a lot of really cool equipment to play on yeah. and all that good stuff. So, cool. yeah.
So what's the, how do people apply or get in or whatever, all that
yeah.
stuff?
So because we think we do it better, all children are welcome. We don't preclude children with two parents in their household.
Yeah.
So any child is welcome. They just have to be at least 2 and potty training through entry to first grade. They fill out an enrollment packet, add immunization records, and we get them started.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you have simple. Other locations?
So we and have, where? Yeah, our original location is at Antelope and I-80, kind of on the edge of North Sacramento Citrus Heights.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're working on Rancho Cordova next.
Ooh.
Again, that mission to be within a 10 to 15 yeah. minute drive of every mom. So I'd like to see Rancho Cordova, South Sacramento, you know, over time.
Yeah, like how many locations would that be in Sacramento, do you think?
Well, I would like to see six.
Okay.
I have a whole master plan.
Oh, okay. For sure.
I'd like to see six. And the other piece, though, if I were to really dream big, is if we opened 10 locations, 15 locations, then we right the ship, right? Because mm-hmm. if our model at 30% less is what's the norm, mm-hmm. you know, the big centers, the big names of the world will have to right. reduce their pricing because they no longer are leading the way.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They aren't even competition at that point.
Yeah. There's not enough childcare capacity to support that right now. But if mm-hmm. we can open enough capacity in a model that we know works,
right.
maybe that changes.
For sure. Are there anything or any events coming up? What do you guys got going on your calendar?
Well, let's see. So every Mother's Day, we do what we call Mother's Day Love, and it's in a park. There's food trucks out there, and the moms are allowed to either pick up their free meals and just enjoy like dinner on us, or, you know, bring their blanket out and get to know other single moms. So mm-hmm. we have that going on the Friday night before Mother's Day. I think that's the 10th. Our mother and child event and our mom's night out this month, we have a wine tasting for mom's night out. And our mother and child event is Fairy Tale Town. Cute. So there's always something. There's always something going on. We do summer camp for school age kids.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So full day childcare, but also with a pool day, a park day, you know, lots of cool stuff sprinkled in. And that's only $99 a week for children of single parents, wow, which nice. Is unheard of.
Right.
So, yeah, lots of different stuff going on. Everything's always on our website, singlemomstrong.org. Mm-hmm. And there's a calendar there where people can kind of plug into the things that right. are of interest to them.
Nice.
Yeah, because that was going to be my question is like the childcare center mm-hmm. is for kids of like a certain age. Mm-hmm. But the Single Mom Strong is like a community of like all single moms or parents too, right? Or
all what? Single moms single throughout mom? our region. So three county. But we have certain things that we let children of single parents participate in. Mm-hmm. You know, a mom's night out is different if a guy comes into the room, like changes the whole dynamic, right? But men's mentoring, for example, we have a men's mentoring program, which is positive male influence for children of single parents. Mm-hmm. If there hasn't been a lot of male influence in a child's life, any child is welcome into that program. Again, anything that we can do to kind of remove a barrier or create a different experience for our kids, we're happy to do. So we loosely define everything. It's kind of, if you feel like you need it, come on.
Right.
Yeah. We always get the, what makes me a single mom? Is it 50% custody? Is it I'm doing it by myself? And I'm like, I don't care. If you, if you feel like you need someone to lean on, come on. So that's kind of our energy around everything we
that's
do.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
That's awesome. We also would like to know, I'm sure most people listening to this would like to know, how can they support your organization, even if they're not like bringing their kids by?
Yeah. The most important thing is volunteering. We are a small, scrappy group. and so anybody who has an interest in our mission can volunteer in a variety of ways. We have a career clothing closet where we give free professional clothing to single moms for interviews or first day on the job. So like organizing the closet, if that's something you're into. Men's mentoring volunteers, that's a once a month commitment and it makes a huge impact on our kids. Mm-hmm. Getting involved in our preschool child care programs, career coaching, we do career coaching for single moms. So there's so many different ways to get involved. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, we're still kind of young as a nonprofit. We've been at this for 7 years. And while we've made big strides and grown really quickly, not everyone gets who we are.
Right.
They think we're a preschool or they think we take moms to dinner. It's right. like, this is weird. But really, we're a lot of things and just kind of getting to know who we are and sharing with your single mom friend that we're there, I think is the hugest, easiest thing anyone could do for us.
Yeah.
Sure. Spread the word, volunteer. Do you always accept clothing and things like that as well?
Always. Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
I'm like, we got some clothes.
Yeah.
I know. I was going to say too, well, we can talk about that after the podcast. About what I have up in the attic. I have like tons of clothes. Anyway, I was going to say something else, but now I forgot it.
That's okay.
Volunteering, supporting the organization.
Yeah, that was it. Oh, yeah. You know, another way Sector 7 could get involved is how you were saying you supply like clothes for mm-hmm. interviews and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
Haircuts, you know, or at, like a style, maybe yeah. day of interview or something like that.
That would be super dope.
Because I used to do that. It was, I did it. It was at a woman's shelter, though. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
St. John's, maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing program.
Yeah. Too. We used to go in there and do hair.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And it was so fun and like so obviously like so rewarding. Yeah. And
like healing almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. I think, you know, people think they have to do this big thing to right. make a difference. No, you don't. You just give your time, your talent.
Yeah.
You know, what works for you? What do you have at your disposal just within yourself? It doesn't mm-hmm. require much. You don't have to give a lot of money, but within your time and your talents, you can find a way to support anything that you're passionate about.
Right.
Right. A little bit of time, a little bit of attention, presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It all goes, especially with kids.
Yes.
It goes a long, long way.
For sure.
So with the men's mentoring,
yeah.
is that like fathers come in or is just like any man that is like, oh, let me...
It's usually they're connected to a cause, right? So like they were raised by a single mom often. The people who choose to participate in this program were either raised by a single mom. They love kids. So they're like teachers or, you know, first responders, that kind right. of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it is something like it is the simplest thing I've ever seen make such a huge impact. These guys come in for 2 hours a month. One evening a month, and just by continuing to show up for these kids right. month after month,
yeah,
what it does for them is so incredible to watch. Mm-hmm. We just actually had a conversation about this with two of the kids that have been doing it for years, and the amount of gratitude that they had for those mentors and for the moms whose children are receiving that support, you know, mom saying it gives me hope that she's going to have healthy relationships mm-hmm. with men moving forward. Right. And, you know, those things are invaluable. And right. it just takes a couple of hours and some goodwill. You don't have to, you know, be trained in mentoring or know early childhood education or any of that.
Right.
We provide one of our educators on site to diffuse any behavioral stuff or be a resource mm-hmm. if needed. And then the guys come in and they bring their interests. So 1 month of the year, each mentor is leading the night. And like last month, this guy brought in power tools and wood blocks and these kids built robots.
Cool.
And it was so fun.
Yeah.
And it's so in alignment with the whole purpose of the program, like exposing them to new things, trusting them to try things.
Right.
And just, you know, building those bonds with those guys. It's incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I love it.
So heartwarming.
I know. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
With this.
Yeah. It's a lot.
No, it's like so, but it's like, it's stuff like this where I'm just like, how is this not
right.
the biggest thing in Sacramento? Why don't we all know about this? And it's just wild.
But look at what you're doing. Look at what you're doing to make sure people know about it. So thank you. This is a perfect example, giving your time and your talent.
I mean, hey, bring some microphones over to the children.
Let's do it. I know I was raised by a single mom. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my mom, mm-hmm. my mumsy. She had 5 kids.
Wow.
That's a lot of children.
Way too many kids.
No wonder she's so good
arguably
at baking.
Too many children.
Yeah, she makes treats 24/7.
Yeah, she still comes in here constantly bringing treats in. She's like,
that's awesome.
She's one of those moms.
I know earlier when you were like, I still need my mom. I was like, we do too.
I know.
That's awesome.
But she was like, I mean, not to like tell too much of her story, but she was like, you know, got married young, 19, mm-hmm. had 5 kids, and then ended up, you know, a single mom, no college education, never had a job even really. I mean, she worked at like maybe a fast food joint mm-hmm. when she was younger. So never had a job. Was only a mom. So then she went back to school and worked full time, went to school full time, got her master's degree, had a great career with the county, CPS, just retired 2 years ago. And yeah, it's just like, I think every day every single day I think of this, where I'm like, oh my God, I have so much to do. I have so many things to do. I'm so busy. I'm doing all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, try adding 5 kids to that. Yeah.
Literally.
Because that's what my mom did every day.
Yeah.
And she was lucky to have, you know, like a religious type support system, even mm-hmm. though she was 100% doing it all on her own. But, mm-hmm. you know, just like with childcare. And there was also so many of us that we kind of just like,
yeah,
watched each other. But yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I think it's weird because I feel like sometimes I'm like, didn't have kids because I was like, that seems like a lot. And then weirdly, I'm like, I don't think I could never be as good of a mom as my mom was. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, is that what it takes to be a mom? Because I don't have that.
Yeah. Like, you're like, there's so many people who are like, I'm going to have kids to be a better parent. And you're like, mine was great. I'm going to end it here.
No, seriously. Because I'm like, I don't think I would do as good. But anyway, but she was amazing. And yeah, single moms out there, it's like,
she sounds amazing. And I'm sure she's very proud of you.
She's so proud of me. She's definitely one of those moms too, though. Yeah. She's almost too proud.
She's always in here like, Sheila's doing such a good job.
No, literally, like, she'll just walk up to my clients and she's like, isn't she so great? I'm like, mom, shut up.
That's cute. I love your mom. My parents also divorced when I was like super young. Like, my sister had to go to therapy for it, and the doctor was just like, I just think she has ADHD, but otherwise she's good. But yeah, divorced parents as well. Both my parents did a really good job and like being present when they were able to.
Yeah.
But I feel like these programs would have helped so much.
I hear that a lot. Oh, you know, the thing is, we all arrive at this place for different reasons, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is 26% of our kids are raised by a single mom. Mm-hmm. So it's not going anywhere. It's a big segment of our population. It doesn't matter how we got here, why we got here.
Right.
It matters that we all just want the best for our kids.
Yeah.
Right.
And so if we can collectively as a community do something to ease that path a little bit, why wouldn't we?
Right.
And it makes so much sense when
literally
when you say it like that, because like obviously we're over here operating without children, so we're like, like there's no problems with children in the world. But when you bring causes like this out and make them available, there is something so powerful about that mm-hmm. that like makes people like us want to get involved.
Thank
so
you.
Having, you know, women who have children who need these things, I can only imagine how many, once people hear this, they're gonna be like, oh crap, like, and try to, I'm just saying that we're grateful for you.
Likewise, thank you. I think the other thing is there are a lot of crisis intervention programs, right? Mm-hmm. Which they're all very important,
right?
There's a lot of organizations doing very important work. But when the crisis is over, we still have needs. We still need support. And that's what this is about.
Yeah,
it's long-term.
Right. Long-term.
Like, you have a community that's out there for you in a lot of different ways. And I think that's just as important. Mm-hmm. And so we tend to get behind the big, important causes. But mm-hmm. this is really important. And it's not difficult to make a huge impact. So I hope people listening will get it and get involved.
Yeah. No, totally.
I would also argue that you are crisis prevention
exactly.
as well,
yeah.
which is even more.
I was going to say, I feel like it's more because that is really what happens. And that's where things get out of hand.
Yeah.
In our society, I feel like, is because it's like, it's just like no one's helping you. No one's helping you until it's like mm-hmm. a situation. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, it's too far gone. You need.
Right.
You needed this like 5 years ago to like not get to the place that.
Yeah. Anyway. This is why I promote Mom's Night Out the way I do. Because I'm like, every woman needs a minute to be a adult female. Like just let her go be who she wants to be for a second.
Yeah.
Because that will trickle down to being a better parent, a better friend, a better employee, all of those things. But if we don't have that space, which so many single parents don't, we're not the best version of ourselves.
Yeah. You can't pour from an empty cup.
That's right.
Let's do it.
So how can our people get a hold of you, find out more, contact you, all that?
singlemomstrong.org is the best way. There are a lot of different things that you can do. You can schedule an orientation if you're a single parent, just 15 minutes online. I actually personally still do every one of those myself.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Because I want to pour into people and say, I am you, so you can do this.
Right.
And then we just explain who we are, what we do, and it's super quick, and then you're in and access to anything that we do. So if you're a single parent, I would strongly suggest just scheduling one of those orientations. Interested in volunteering, you can email us straight through the website, any of that. But yeah, there's so many ways to get involved. So
I love
it. Sweet.
Instagram?
Yeah, give us your Instagram, your emails. Give us all that.
Single Mom Strong Inc. on Instagram. Let's see, Facebook, same. Singlemomstrong.org is kind of where you find us elsewhere. Okay. LinkedIn, all of those things. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then what is your email?
Mine is ttaylor, so ttaylor at singlemomstrong.org.
Beautiful.
I love it. And is there a phone number?
Yes. 916-735-5350.
Is that call only or is that call and text?
That's call only.
Mm-hmm. Perf.
Okay. We're too small of a team. I would be overwhelmed.
I know. We can barely like keep up on our texts.
Right.
But,
right.
Okay, cool.
Is there anything else you wanted to cover, talk about that we didn't get to?
What I would say is, just in general, we all know a single mom.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And it is very simple to make that mom or dad's day easier. Mm-hmm. Like offer a ride to sports practice, you know, whatever you can do, mow a lawn, mm-hmm. whatever you can do, just like lend 15 minutes of a hand can be hugely impactful mm-hmm. for that family. So just keep it in mind when you can.
I love it.
That's so, like, not even the program, just like helping single parents.
I know. It's okay. I'm just like thinking of some people I can go help.
I know. Gonna clean Lizzie's apartment.
Awesome.
Sounds good. Okay, cool. I don't have my thing. It went black.
I'm helpless.
I don't know. It might have died, but it's okay. Sierra knows.
So we covered all the questions that we had, and the only thing that we have left to do is cover some current events.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
So let's bang that out real quick. So we scoured the internet for events happening this week, but we couldn't find anything specific. So we're just going to remind you about all the cool places on the boulevard that you guys should be checking out. Some we've interviewed, some we have not. Tap Wine and Food, VIP Cafe, Stoney's always has like steak dinner deals, which is insane. Shift Coffee in Uptown Grounds for delicious chai and coffee and grilled cheeses. Southpaw Sushi, always. King Kong, yes. Always. Uptown Takeout has the best barbecue and tacos. God.
Literal.
Dude, I've never been, but I got it.
Are you serious, bro?
Yeah. I'm always driving past and I'm like, I still got it. And
I
then,
swear to God, it's so good.
So I'm coming in. Lil Joe's Diner, last time we were there this past Sunday, the owner was dropping just like freaking lava cake waffles down on the tables. I was like, bro, I'm moving in. And soon to open, actually, CME's Diner.
Yeah.
So these are just a few of the places. And also El Burrito Taqueria. We have one of our stylists here has been like raving about it. He went once and he keeps talking about it. So I'm like, wait,
he went once.
Check that out too. That's in the old KFC. Was it KFC A&W or just KFC?
KFC and W.
Yeah, you'll drive down the boulevard, you'll see it. They got like a wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man out there. So, and then the next one, we still have Women Make the City exhibit at the gallery. Their new show for April will have two artists unveiling their work that they completed during their time in the Black Artist Foundry in the residency program.
Cool.
So that opens on April 20th from 4 to 9 p.m.
Love it. Honestly, their arch, their art shows are always cool, but the openings, you know, mm-hmm. when they do, so much fun.
Super.
Have you been down?
Been. No.
It's called The Gallery.
Okay.
And it's just fun. Yeah. It's just a good time.
Yeah. It's wonderful. They have like podcast studios that they record in.
Yeah.
They have, the art that they have there, I've only ever seen one of the exhibits, but I always see them like popping off.
Yeah.
In general.
And it's kind of like, it's a little bit of a, I think, a little bit more accessible, like chill kind of art vibe. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's on the boulevard, so it's like chill, you know? Yeah. It's not like this, you know?
Stuffy.
Yeah, like sometimes you go and you're just like, what am I supposed to look at? Or what am I supposed to do?
Like, I can't afford to step foot in this building. Yeah. Right. But here it's like...
Yeah, it's way more accessible. It's like up-and-coming artists, local artists, obviously. But, you know, and I think this happens at galleries, but, you know, the artists are there. Like, when I bought a piece, I got to... I mean, like, his art, it was great, but, like, low-key, half of it was because, like, he was just super cute.
Yeah, like, you like him as a person.
Yeah. Right on. And I was like, hi, or whatever, you know?
Tucks hair behind right him. Hi.
Anyway, it's a cool, cool place, yeah. Okay, so our guest tease next time is Andy from the historic Iceland skating rink on the boulevard since...
November 20.
You guys, since 1940, Brie.
40?
Yeah. Do you know how old that is?
That's pretty dang old. Well, I don't want to say that because Andy's probably that old at least. That'd be pretty rude of us.
Danga.
Can't wait to hear about that. Everyone's curious about Iceland.
Okay, no, Iceland is like 100% because it's such a staple for the Boulevard. Like, before I had a business here, I think that was the only business I knew here. Mm-hmm. And they've been around forever. They're super dope. We need it. It's like a destination.
Yeah.
That's what we need on the Boulevard.
Yeah.
It's like reason for people who don't live in our community to come here.
Yeah.
And an ice skating rink is it, because there's really not that many places to ice skate. No, for there's sure. like Roseville, mm-hmm. right?
I'd say that y'all are that too, because I mean, they're dropping their kids off over near Woodlake. Oh, where's a place to eat nearby? Mm. Head on over.
Definitely.
That's actually really true.
And it's that the skating rink opens, because that would be a really cute little field trip.
That would.
Take
the kids to the ice rink.
I honestly, it sucks so bad at ice skating, but I cannot wait.
Honestly, it's super fun and painful.
It's so much fun. It's very painful, but so much fun. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
You're doing amazing.
Oh, it was my pleasure. You guys are so fun.
You're fun.
Likewise. And you can find us on Instagram at Blue Blocks Podcast, at Sector 7 Salon, and at Del Paso Boulevard. Our websites are sector7salon.com and dpbpartnership.com. Blue Blocks Podcast is recorded inside Sector 7 Salon's podcast studio. We want to say thank you to Erica Lee for our theme song, and thank you once more and forever to Sharon, our producer, for all of her hard work with us.
All right, everybody. Bye.
We'll see you later. Bye.